This episode is brought to you by Jiffy Lube. Cars can be a big investment, so it's important to take care of them. I once got a car that I started out with 25,000 miles on. I got it to over 200,000 miles because I took care of it. You know how you take care of a car? You take care of the maintenance, the oil, the brakes, all that stuff. And if you don't, you can have a car just completely fall apart. When your car needs maintenance, head to Jiffy Lube. They provide automotive excellence at speed. Get your oil changed, brakes checked, tons of other multi-care services. It's all done by expertly trained technicians who actually care about taking care of you and your car. Jiffy Lube, car more. To find coupons and start an instant online estimate, visit JiffyLube.com. This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. We're not all professional athletes, but we all have health goals. That's why Anytime Fitness gives you access to personalized plans and support from a coach. Plus, you can track your training, nutrition, and recovery progress with the Anytime Fitness app, just like the pros. With 24/7 access to more than 5,000 gyms worldwide, get more from your gym membership. Visit anytimefitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, restrictions all apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it's Kevin Clark. I want to tell you about today's episode. Mina Kimes and I banked a week 18 preview on Monday evening. It was supposed to run on Tuesday. Obviously, with the Damar Hamlin news, we pushed that back a few days. We had a full Damar Hamlin episode with Brian Curtis and Lindsey Jones on this feed that went up on Tuesday. We don't know anything more about the schedule and what that looks like the next few weeks. But just wanted to give you a heads up that this episode was taped before that. That's why you won't hear any references to it. And that's why it's a pretty nuts and bolts week 18 preview. We will cover the story as it comes, obviously. Full updates, full episodes as the news happens. But this is our week 18 preview. Here it is. Here's Mina. Welcome to Slow News Day with Kevin Clark. I am Kevin Clark.
Woo!
All right, Mina Kimes, host of the wildly successful Mina Kimes show featuring Lenny. Is Lenny Lenny Kimes?
He's just Lenny.
He's just Lenny, the Madonna name. Situation.
Yeah, like Prince,
yeah. NFL Live, many other things. We were just discussing that you're going to go to the Pro Bowl this year. You are a Pro Bowler. What's going on, pal?
Not much. I am gearing up for week 18, trying to figure out, trying to not pull a Ron Rivera and make sure I understand all of the possible playoff outcomes.
That couldn't have gone worse. The Ron Rivera thing, this was not on the docket, but I want to address this quickly. He didn't know they could get eliminated. Then he clarified, by the way, that what you just saw, just want to clarify, it's true. Everything you saw was true, but what I will also want you to know is that I had a really bad excuse for it. That, to me, I feel like he triangulated the situation in a pretty good way.
In his defense, it's very complicated. But that's about the only defense I can come up with. I guess it's not complicated if you only have to know one team. Yeah,
like,
I can see Mike Tomlin
after the game being like, yeah, I don't really get the scenarios. I knew we needed to win today. But the Commanders just needed to keep winning or else they needed... like a million things. Like if they lost control of the entire situation. It's that easy.
I don't think it would have hit as poorly if he had not made the choice to go to Wentz. So people were already inclined to blame him for a decision that led to the Commanders disqualifying for the playoffs. Maybe, potentially. I'm not sure they would have wanted Taylor Heineke. But yeah, I think that it was the double whammy of that and then the bad answer.
I feel like Carson Wentz is the football version of we didn't know we could get eliminated. I just feel like that is symbolically they go hand in hand. Oh, I didn't know we could not make the playoffs. Also, we're starting Carson Wentz.
You start Carson Wentz because you're praying for that upside, right? It could go.
Yeah, Carson will get right around to that upside.
He looked good when he came in the San Francisco. I don't know why I'm defending Ron Rivera's lack of knowledge of playoff seeding or the decision to start Carson Wentz. I would like to say though, I don't think he had many good choices. Which is a pretty good summation of the Washington Commanders.
Did you see Reggie Ragland's quote where he was like, well, my friends on the team wanted Taylor Heineke. Reggie, you went to Alabama. Wait, just stop. Like, people kind of can just draw conclusions on who those players might be. You don't have to say my friends. Just like buzz around the league.
Oh, God.
Just buzz around the league. All right, let's get off the Commanders mercifully. Aaron Rodgers is going to play in a win or go home playoff game on Sunday. His quote on Sunday night to explain the late season surge: I do believe in the power of manifestation. I do believe momentum. I believe very strongly in the force of the mind. He had said to me, Ronick will pull this up, about Matt LaFleur hates the cold weather, and he Rodgers gave him a talking to a couple years ago where he said, our words are spells. Mina, we both know Aaron Rodgers a little tiny bit. Does he have a live, let, love, laugh like plaque in his kitchen? Is he in that era? Is he a wine mom?
I think, I don't know if he's the live, laugh, love person, but he's definitely dabbles in, shall we say, like new age
crystals
thinking. Crystal, definitely, definitely owns a crystal. Definitely a crystal, definitely has a lot of necklaces, beaded bracelets. What do guys, what, I mean, I know like the female tropes for that, but he did cut his hair though, which actually made me think he might be going back to a little bit more of the old school Roger. You saw his new look, right? Or his old look.
I did. I did. I saw that.
Did that make you more afraid of the Packers than anything you've seen on the field thus far this season?
Well, part of the problem, if you're the Lions or you're the Seahawks or coming up, you're the Vikings or the 49ers, is this doesn't seem to be all that Rodgers led. So Rodgers can talk about the power of manifestation and the force of the mind and crystals and all sorts of plaques on his bathroom wall or bedroom, whatever. Any kitchen wall. I don't know where plaques go. I don't have plaques in my house. What
I
is
have
the male
a corny,
version? Of
a corny plaque on my
what
TV
does it say?
It was a gift from, this is the most probably basic thing I own. It's like one of those things you buy at like Target. It was a gift from my parents. It says, dogs welcome, people tolerated.
That's very cute. I like that.
Pretty basic. It's okay.
I will say that the male trope equivalent of a plaque on the wall, like the live, laugh, love, whatever, is like a photo of a sports guy, but like you're trying to make it tasteful. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like it's a
like
photo
Ali
of like Mark
or
Messier,
like...
or like Mark Messier, but it's like in black and white.
I have another one that's worse. I know that this is not, you have to filibuster while I grab it.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, this was also a gift. You can read it when I show it to you.
Okay. You are the icing on my cupcake. Is that directed towards Lenny?
It was a gift to me from my mom.
Oh,
so
that's
cute. You can't
cute.
Make fun of it. But it is, again, from that school of like kind of wine mom things.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers stuff. I like
Can
that.
I ask you a question to get us back to the game? Because I'm obviously a little bit biased being a Seahawks fan.
Sure.
So I've tried not to, you know, go too hard on this. But you're an unbiased source.
Yeah, that's true.
So the league decided, the NFL decided to flex the Lions-Packers game to Sunday Night Football. The Jags and Titans, who are playing for the division, are going to be playing on Saturday. Bengals-Ravens, regardless of whether or not that game is for the division, is going to be in the afternoon. This obviously, not obviously, I guess some people, but it matters to the Seahawks because if the Seahawks beat the Rams, they need the Lions to beat the Packers. However, they are playing before the Lions-Packers game, and if they do beat the Rams, the Lions technically have nothing to play for. Now, if there's one team in the NFL and one head coach that will still play hard, it is the Detroit Lions. But I was trying to think of it, and usually I feel like the league does take competitive factors into scheduling on week 18, and this seems a little unfair to me. Okay,
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. You're going to put on your conspiracy hat. I'm going to say this. The NFL last year had $17.1 billion in revenue. Okay. It's important. It's important to note here. They know how to make money on TV. They know how to keep the competitive landscape intact to the point that nothing really goes haywire. I saw a stat the other day that for the 20th straight year, four teams that didn't make the playoffs last year will make it this year. Pretty special stuff. Pretty special stuff. They know how to do it. The entire competitive balance, making sure Sunday night, the most watched show in television, does not become a debacle, lies in one area. Hinges on one thing. Dan Campbell being a raging psychopath. A raging, mouth-foaming, kind of frothy psychopath. I've spent some time with old Dan, with Big Dan. That's what his friends call him. Nobody calls him that. And I can tell you, he's really, they don't, he didn't give up last year when nothing yeah. was at stake. So now he's going to give up against Aaron Rodgers in week 18 with Tirico and Collinsworth on the call. I'll tell you what, Mike, nothing's at stake here, but I like this Lions team.
I also think the Lions even beyond Dan Campbell, the players would relish the opportunity to close out with a win and knock the Packers out of the playoffs.
I just saw this quote like maybe 5 minutes before you came on. I'm going to pull it up now. Ron, I can get it up. We're either going to get in or we're playing to be spoilers. Dan Campbell, put that on a kitchen plaque.
My man.
Put that on a wine mom plaque. We're gonna be spoilers.
Wait, maybe Dan Campbell is like that for men. Like Dan Campbell quotes, like, I'm going to bite some kneecaps.
That's true. Here's the full quote. We can't worry about it. For us, it's a win-win either way. Either we play to get in or we're playing to be spoiler. Ellipsis is from Carmen Vitale. Either way, we win. The juices are flowing. What he's saying is either way, the juices are flowing.
So I don't know who I'm going to pick in this game because I think both teams have the same strength and the same weakness, which is they both run the ball really well and they both can't stop the run.
Yeah.
Packers have a little bit more success stopping the run lately, but the Lions are a different animal. So I don't know. It's going to be a really tough one.
I believe in the power of words and manifesting. I'm picking the Packers. Words are spells, and I'm picking the Packers. I guess the natural sort of extension of this question is, if you're the Vikings or the Niners, are you actually worried? Because it's funny, Dominique Foxworth, our buddy Dominique, had a mailbag on his podcast last week, and they asked me to submit a question. And I said to him, I said, like, is it an actual real phenomenon when it's like week 16 and everybody in the media says, well, you do not want to play these guys in the playoffs. You do not. Oh, these guys are getting hot at the right time. You don't want to see these guys. And I asked Dominique, like, are locker rooms actually sitting around being like, holy shit, Trevor Lawrence, we don't want to see that guy. And he said two things. He said, number one, it's actually become harder to avoid because of social media. You used to just be able to not read the newspaper, not watch TV. And like, no one's going to be like, bro, have you seen the Giants culture? Like no one's going to bring it up to you at Sears. Okay. Something that happened 20 years back when Dominique was playing, they had Sears and Roebuck. And he also said that typically you're not that worried because you're normally dealing with a group of bad teams. But when Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback, that's got to scare some people.
I think the whole, like, no one wants to play this team is usually, for me, is true if the team is unique in some way. Like, if they have some... if they are zigging where the NFL is zagging, if they have some quality that makes them uniquely hard to defend. And I do think that the Packers having a dominant run game in an NFC where when you look around the division, you see a lot of defenses that have struggled to stop the run at times. Philadelphia, Dallas, Minnesota. I don't think San Francisco falls into that category. You can say, I don't think any of these teams want to face Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon in the playoffs, realistically. However, I do think while they're coming off of a really good defensive really good defensive performances, we have seen this defense over the course of an entire season, and I have a lot of skepticism about their ability to keep it up against really good teams.
This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Trello help power global collaboration for all teams so they can accomplish everything that's impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together, we're so much better. Learn how to unleash the potential of your team at Atlassian.com. Atlassian.com. Atlassian. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more. This episode is brought to you by Cars.com. When you add your car to your garage on Cars.com, you'll unlock access to real-time insights into how much your car is worth. Plus, view its historical and projected value to decide when to sell. So when the time is right, you can secure an instant offer from a local dealership or sell it yourself on cars.com. Start tracking your car's value with your garage on cars.com.
Jim Harbaugh coaching Russell Wilson would make you feel how?
Conflicted, I guess when I first saw the news, it was reported in The Athletic, I believe. Nicole Auerbach had it, I think.
Florio had it this morning. So Rapsheet and Pelissero have been talking about how there might be some flirting going on. And then Florio this morning. And then the most sort of sourced up piece today was Bruce Feldman, Nicole Auerbach, and somebody else. I apologize. I'm sure they're great.
Yes.
Reported that they think if there's interest, he would go. Which, by the way, was the case last year.
This has been the case for a while.
Like, there was persistent rumors that interest. The Bears nor the Vikings made a offer to him, which was tough. A tough look for our guy.
Jim Harbaugh was a good NFL coach. So there's two sides of this, the Jim Harbaugh returning the NFL side, and then the Jim Harbaugh reuniting. It's not reuniting. It's a classic enemies become allies trope, right? I was trying to think of a comp. And the best thing I could come up with. So, okay. Let me take people
it's like
back.
Billions. It's like billions. When it's like, oh, now Chuck and Axe are on the same side. Like that kind of thing. Where they just kept
shifting alliances.
It would have
to be like a guy who was not his actual opponent, but like the leader of the opposition. And now he has to fix him. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to think of like, you know, when Magneto kind of allied with the X-Men, did he kind of rehabilitate? And I was just trying to think of my X-Men lore and I couldn't put my finger on the exact comp, but you know what I'm saying. It's because, just to remind people, those Seahawks teams from Russell Wilson's early career and the Niners teams with Colin Kaepernick despised each other. The fan bases despised each other. The coaches despised each other, which I want to get to in a second. And so Jim Harbaugh, all of his waking hours as NFL head coach, we're focused on how do I stop Russell Wilson or how do I get the most of my offense? But I'm just saying. So for him to be the guy potentially to come back to try to rehabilitate Russell Wilson in Denver is just such a strange plot twist. But like nothing about Russell Wilson in Denver already like would be crazy to tell someone back in 2012. But I would like to see it is all I'll say.
Here's my question. So the rumor is the Penner family, Walmart heirs, they're going to spend as much as anybody in the league. You know, I've seen the line like 100 times. No salary cap for coaches. No salary cap for coaches. Which, by the way, I've seen like for 10 franchises have come in and been like, oh, we're going to outspend everybody on coaches. It's never worth it. But here's my question. If you're going to godfather somebody, wouldn't you rather have it be Sean Payton? You'd rather have it be Sean Payton.
What is that dollar figure? I mean...
Yes, but let me ask you like a secondary question that we can lump in here, because I talked about this with Lindsay on Monday. Someone had said to me last year that the college carousel last year, Lincoln Riley going to USC, Brian Kelly going to LSU, where it was never like, let's get the defensive coordinator from this place and just see if he works, right? Or let's get the MAC coach and name him coach at Michigan or whatever, right? It's now, let's get the big fish and just pay him and give him resources and make him want to be here. And so I guess I'm wondering, like, why there's a failure of imagination this time every single year. And the Penner family is not like, hey, Sean McVay, that looks weird. Hey, Stan Kroenke, how's 2 first-round picks? Hey, sir, and go back to Sean McVay and say, how does $100 million over 4 years sound, Sean McVay? Like, what's stopping them from that? You need draft capital, Rams. Well, also, by the way, the Broncos don't have first-round picks to give them up for Russell Wilson. But I'm just saying hypothetically.
I always wonder this with coaches, setting aside the Walmart money. This is something that I've often wondered, like, why doesn't a head coach look at, like, let's say Ben Johnson in Detroit, and let's say you're the Baltimore Ravens and you still want John Harbaugh to be your head coach. Why don't you go to Ben Johnson and say, hey, would you like $20 million a year to be the offensive coordinator for the Baltimore Ravens? I'm just saying, like, I this is something I've often, Ben Johnson obviously wants to be head coach or probably wants to be head coach. So his own ambition might be a limiting factor there. But I'm just saying, I've often wondered why the billionaires that own NFL teams don't make godfather offers generally for both coaches and or to keep their assistants. If you're the Ford family, why don't you say, hey, dude, we really want you to stay. Here's $1 billion. The only answer I can come up with, other than that, a lot of NFL owners maybe aren't as rich as we think they are, which I think is probably the right explanation.
Are you calling them broke bitches?
Is you know, it's like old money, you know, you never know. It's the palazzos.
Like in White Lotus. No, what's it called? Is it land rich when you've got a nice house, but you don't have any cash?
It's, you know, like NBA owners, it's all like tech companies. NFL owners. It's like, we've got a hayseed company.
And also maybe our grandparents were bootleggers also.
But it's just and there's glossed always over like in dubious the legality,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah,
but
yeah, yeah.
The other thing
we
I think
a racetrack.
That potentially is stopping them, you can tell me what you think about this, you're very plugged into the league, is the other thing that NFL owners care about is they don't want to be iced out of the squad.
Yeah.
And I think if any NFL owner were to actually do that, the other owners would be so pissed at them that I think that it could cause some friction.
It depends who you are. Like, it's been reported now. I was wrong about one thing. Russillo asked me last year, they're like, are people going to be pissed at Jimmy Haslam for that guaranteed Deshaun contract? And I was like, I don't think so. It's a cost of doing business. Ooh, boy. There was a ice storm in Palm Beach at the owners meeting, and that was reported. People were talking about it. Like, that's not,
came
I'm not,
out.
I'm not breaking news here. Like, people were looking at Jimmy Haslam being like, you should not be here. Like, you should be, you don't get
classic
to come to
NFL
the hotel
owners.
Bar.
Not angry about giving all of that money to a quarterback who is accused by dozens of women of sexual assault. Mad about the contract.
Also, if Arthur Blank did it, I wouldn't be surprised if they were just like, Arthur, come on. Be a little better, but we're fine right now. But it had to be happy to be Jimmy Haslam. Haslam has got no juice. You know, he's already been in, you know, he's he bought the team. He got investigated for the rebates
pilot
thing.
Yeah.
He's been a bad owner generally. He just didn't have any juice. And so we got to see now if the Walmart family, which by the way, the Kroenke is also a Walmart guy.
Yeah.
So there's a domino. There's a domino thing here with Sam Walton founding a general store to 1/16th of the league being controlled
he was like already rich and then married the Walmart heiress or woman, right? Like,
yes. I don't think he was NFL owner rich,
but he was flex. I do have one more Harbaugh take though.
Yes. Okay.
Before we move off this. I desperately want Jim Harbaugh back in the NFL.
Me too.
For the sole reason that, and this is my most boomer take, I am tired of NFL coaches being friends with each other. Right now, we are living in a moment where, like, you know, it's like all those Washington coaches are pals and they, after the games, they, you know, slap hands and they hang out in the offseason. No, I miss Jim Harbaugh and Jim Schwartz almost punching each other. I miss Jim Harbaugh and Pete Carroll giving icy stares across the sideline. Sean Payton was also had some pretty solid beefs there. You know, we've, I think, gone too far from head coaching rivalries, and Jim Harbaugh is the one man who I am confident can single-handedly bring it back to the NFL.
Totally agree. Also, the one thing we sort of probably don't remember, we were there for it. Jim Harbaugh was insane. Like, his explanations <He's so good. laughs> for things were insane. The things he did.
His outfits.
So there was I think it was Jimmy Garoppolo. There was a draft story, pre-draft story, and Garoppolo was like, hey, Jim Harbaugh like walked onto the field and just started playing catch with me. And I was like, that's a little strange. And so I found Harbaugh at the owners' meetings a couple weeks later. And I was like, Jim, I don't mean to ask this in a weird way. Do you like play aggressive games of catch with draft prospects? And he could not have been more excited to talk about this. And he's like, I just got to size them up. I just got to see what they're all about. Just, I don't remember the exact language, but he likes to pelt balls at players to see what they do as a means of competitiveness. That doesn't happen. I mean, he's boomer Mike McDaniel. He is boomer Mike McDaniel.
Yeah. Mike McDaniel, is normal.
Aggro.
He's just a little hipstery. We don't have any true weirds anymore. Like, Dan Campbell is the closest thing we have to weirdness, and he's not even that weird. He drinks a lot of coffee, and he's like a bro. That's not weird. Jim Harbaugh is pure, uncut quirk. And I don't think we have that in the NFL anymore. Like, who is the weirdest coach in the NFL right now? No one. They're all too normal.
The stone cold weirdest?
Stone cold weirdest.
I mean, honestly, it's probably Bill Belichick at all times.
Yeah,
but
probably.
That's just a different
man,
bucket.
Kind of weird.
Yeah, it's just a different bucket. Just sort of kind of ornery, old. I feel like Sirianni's a little weird.
No. He's like, no, not weird. There's nobody.
Cliff Kingsbury being completely unqualified for his job, is that weird?
That's another thing. I don't want my head coaches dressing like they want to have their photo taken. I want them dressing like they're wearing three pairs of Dockers at the same time with a turtleneck billowing tucked into it. Like, I miss Jim Harbaugh's iconic fits.
When I am at like the Senior Bowl where everybody is in the NFL is gathered, it's the only real time, that in the combine, but the Senior Bowl is different because it's sort of all flat. And I see like a young scout, oversized khaki pants, huge ass polo, awful haircut. I'm like, I got to get this guy's name. I love this guy. This guy has done nothing but grind film for the past 5 years. If he's got like, if he's done his hair, if he's got any sort of, if he's wearing like any sneakers above $100 or even $70, I don't want anything to do with him in my front office.
Do we even have rivalries anymore?
Kyle Shanahan is the only guy who can wear a flat bill and like Jordans and succeed in the NFL. Kyle Shanahan is the only good flat bill coach.
Ooh.
And that's, I will say this, that is like barely, you know, barely. Jury's still out on Kyle, I'd say.
Yeah.
Just something to monitor.
Something to monitor for sure. Yeah. I want Harbaugh back. I want Peyton back. I want icy stares. I want awkward handshakes. I want subtly passive aggressive quotes. I want it all.
I agree. We need him back. That era of football was just so strange and it feels like a weird dream and I want it back. It's right? And also in college, there's less media access. So you don't really get the full Harbaugh where he's like he's like being in the chain gang in a high school game. And then they're like, why'd you do that? And he's like, well, they were giving out tri-tip sandwiches to the chain gang. Like, that's what I need back in my life. Do you know the story about the crossing guard? Where like one day he was just on the street, just looking at a crossing guard. And somebody was like, Jim, what are you doing? And he was just like, I have such an appreciation for people who can do their job at a high level.
There was a story about him that came out during the Urban Meyer debacle. See, that's, I don't want that. I don't want like scandalous.
No.
But there was a story that came out that I don't know it's true and it's probably false. But
please tell
because
it.
Because it's
that's
about
the
Jim
best
Harbaugh,
setup on this show.
I choose to believe it. It's like the Kawhi Apple Time story when that came out, everybody was like, this feels right. Even though it was just like a Twitter meme. So Urban Meyer is those who have successfully blocked this from their memories, went back to a bar and a young girl was dancing on him and it was very uncomfortable for everyone involved and probably one of the least terrible things he did during his time in Jacksonville. So when that came out, I don't even remember where I saw this, but somebody was saying that when Jim Harbaugh, actually maybe it was during his recent stint at Michigan, sure, was also seen fraternizing with a co-ed, which is the creepiest thing you can call a college girl in 2022. But it was not in that way. It was like somehow late at night, he was seen. I can't remember if I'm probably getting this wrong, but like some guys and girls were throwing a football around and he was so upset that he like intervened to show one of the young women how to throw the football in like a parking lot or something. I'm totally botching this story, but I instantly accepted it as fact when I saw it.
This is what they stole from us.
College.
This is what they stole from us. This is what I like the 49ers organization, but if they had just treated Jim Harbaugh better and give him and not let Trent Baalke have a power struggle with him, then and let Baalke win. Baalke's 2-0 in power struggles, by the way. Hey, before we get to all the stuff we do, who's going to the Super Bowl?
I'm sticking with the Chiefs. Been on the Chiefs for a minute. It's easy pick.
I agree.
I thought the NFC teams are all going to eat each other. I mean, the AFC, I think, actually has maybe the three best teams in the Chiefs, the Bills, and the Bengals. But I don't know. The NFC teams are all so flawed to me. Not that the Chiefs are perfect, but.
Yeah. Okay. What are you doing right now? Like, are you watching anything good? Are you doing anything? What's life like for you right now?
Well, pretty busy with all of the NFL playoffs and all of that. But I just finished my New Year's resolution in 2022. So we're going into 2022 was to read more fiction even during the NFL season. So I've read a lot of books this year. I just finished I'm like 2 years late to like all of the really good books from the last like 10 years, everything. Sure. So I just read The Night Watchman, which won the Pulitzer Prize a couple years ago by mm-hmm. Louise, I don't know if I'm saying her name wrong, Erdrich, which is about a night watchman on a Native American reservation in North Dakota. And it's very, very good. I highly recommend it.
Wow, that's a great New Year's resolution. You actually stuck to it?
I stuck to it. Yeah, I read a lot of really good books this year.
What is the thing you're worst at? Because I feel Mina Kimes, like, obviously well-educated, very good at your current job. You're sticking with your... You've been good at your previous jobs. You're sticking with your New Year's resolution, which very few people do. Like, give me like the biggest flaw you have as far as skill set.
Okay. So I've been trying to get into TikTok or trying to be better at it for all of the very obvious careerist reasons.
Yeah.
And not of the purest of, you know, I just love the platform, man. And, so Laura Rutledge, who's the host of NFL Live, is very good at it. I recommend anyone listening to this to follow her TikTok. She gets the platform.
She uses it.
She understands it. Laura also was a like professionally trained ballet dancer, and she's very coordinated. Did you know that? Yeah. She's the one who's like really
she's
good
also
at everything,
from Florida. Man. Which
yes,
means
she was Miss Florida. Yeah.
I was Mr. Florida, but
you and
Tebow. Nobody
so,
brings that up.
So she puts us in her TikToks, and they're often you have to do some kind of dance move. And I am humanly incapable of learning a dance move. Like you could give me a full day and I could watch like 20 videos of just like one thing, like, And there's something about like, I just have like such a fundamental disconnect spatially between like my brain and my body parts that I can't do it. I just can't learn a dance move.
Can you give me an example of a dance move? Like, can you give me like, this is what
the
I'm trying to do.
That everybody was doing the Beyonce one.
Sure.
Cuff it or whatever. So you can watch the video of us, the NFL Live.
Ronick, bring it up.
Well, do you want to watch it? I was going to show it to you you can watch it so you can see it.
We'll bring it up big screen for Ronick. What are you doing? Mina.
I just can't follow it.
Do you?
I'm not. It's
okay,
just
I get
so
it.
Hard
I get
me.
It. I get it. This is upsetting. Put that away.
So bad. I just can't do it. I've never been able to my whole life. It's like, you know, like people mix up numbers and words. I have that, but for dance.
So what's going through your mind when you're doing this? Do you think you're crushing it? Then you play
no,
it back
I'm
and you're like,
I'm desperately trying to understand where people's arms and legs are going. So she'll be like, it's very simple. And Ryan's like, boom, nails it. And Marcus's like, boom, nails it. And I'm like, you went that way. What? I don't understand. I just can't follow it.
Do we need to get you like some sort of tutor? Like Addison Rae?
It wouldn't help. I just can't do it. It's just so hard for me.
I'm going to tell you something. You stick with your New Year's resolutions. Do you have one this year?
Yes. I'm going to increase the amount of time I run every day.
Oh, beautiful. Wrong. Erased. By the end of the year, you're going to do a TikTok dance, same as Laura, exact moves, like nothing,
the
just completely
correct.
The problem is
they do it so quickly. They're like, everybody watch it once. Okay. And everyone's like, got it. I'm like, what?
Also, I need to emphasize this. You're acting like Laura being a trained ballerina has anything to do with this. She's just doing normal shit. Like 13-year-old kids on TikTok all over the place are doing this shit very easily.
Paul Feinbaum can do it. She's
Paul Feinbaum.
Paul Feinbaum is eating me.
Looks like
on these
Charlie
dances.
D'Amelio compared to you.
So bad. Oh, it's so bad.
I was gonna say. I just want to say because we're talking stuff we're bad at. I think I might be the worst regular FIFA player in the world. I just get whomped, and I still think I'm like, my brain is such that I think I'm like getting somewhere. And so like, I'm like, all right, well, I lost that game 5-0, but I think I figured out defense. And then I play again, I'll get whomped. And the worst part is, you'll see Ruiz on top of this sometimes, you're just getting whomped by some like Chilean guy. And then you'll see like, it'll be like, you know, Messi 2014. And you're just like, what does that 2014 mean? And then you're like, oh my God, I'm losing to an 8-year-old. What does that 2010 mean from the guy who's beating me with fucking PSG 11-1? What does that mean? So every day, I log on to the Xbox servers and get whomped by a Chilean tween. That's what I do. Time is passing us by.
But yeah, I was going to say, I think there's a pretty strong theme between these things.
Let's do horoscope real quick.
I'm a Virgo.
Yeah, because you're born in early September.
September, yeah.
Is your birthday... Shit.
You don't know.
September 8th.
Whoa!
Yes! All right, no, here's the thing.
That's incredible.
I swear to God, I didn't Google it. I just Googled horoscope, all that stuff. My only guidepost on this stuff is like, what time of year am I texting you happy birthday? Right? And I have a pretty good memory on this stuff.
Beginning
right?
of the football season.
Yeah, and so like my best friend, Ben Jakowski, hello Ben, like his birthday is January 10th. So oftentimes I'm watching the Natty, traveling for the Natty. Around that, I have to call him. I used to go to Tallahassee to drink with him around the clock, around the Natty, like that sort of thing. And so it's like you always just remember the kind of the time of year, like the weather, all that stuff. So that's why I knew it was the first week of September and I just picked the 8th out of a hat.
Yours November? It's
October.
October, damn it.
It's fine. Leaves are changing.
During the season.
Leaves are changing. all right. What do we got here? This is like a tarot card. I don't really want to do a tarot card. Have you done a tarot reading before?
Yes. It was totally false.
I had an incredible psychic reading in Casadega, Florida when I was 17 years old. And me and my friend went, we skipped school and went, and he completely told us the next 30 years of our lives.
No.
Completely accurately. Yep. Accuracy.
Was there anything like specific?
Yeah. He said that I was going to do what my parents did. Both my parents, which is true. My dad became a history professor, but he's a longtime writer as well. And then he told my friend in high school, you call your colleagues friends. So let me try that again. I called my friend. He said my friend Brady like is going to be out on the water, is going to be very successful out on the water, living outdoors. And maybe he just had a tan. And the psychic saw this.
Yeah.
And my friend Brady now is a extremely successful yacht, like boat influencer. Swear to God.
He travels
the world. Yeah, he's like on Nat Geo and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
Didn't know like that was tons a job.
He has like airport, people stop him in airports and are like,
wow.
Hey man, great boat.
What people if stop you us both airports went down those paths yell. Because what? Of the influence of the psychic
Jim
and you
Johnstone?
Could have been the boat influence. What if he had told you that? You would be living a
I don't
totally
think I had
life.
Boat influencer in me. I don't. I don't think I had boat influencer in me.
Your hair is very land.
Yeah, it's a land hair. There's a referee named Land Clark now, and I've been workshopping that. There's nothing there. There's nothing with it.
Every now and then I see that. Yeah.
All right. Let's get to the horoscopes. This is Chicago Sun-Times. Virgo, this is a playful, creative day. See, Amina, some will be titillated by flirtations with an old flame or flattered to hear from someone from the past. Give free rein to your creative ideas. Enjoy social outings, especially with old friends, as well as sports events and fun times with kids. This sounds like TikTok.
Or Jim Harbaugh returning to the NFL.
Oh, my God. And social outings. Someone from your past, Jim Harbaugh. I really like that. All right, last thing, we do Club Kevin, as you know. Who are we putting in?
Dan Campbell, because...
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
We both are big fans. The Seahawks playoff hopes depend on him, and also the Seahawks being the Rams. And he's the icing on my cupcake, man. I just love that dude.
I am conflicted because I also spent a lot of time with Matt LaFleur, and I just wish they could both make it.
Really? Who would you rather have in the playoffs, the Lions or the Packers?
In the press conference, here's how I can hedge it. Because I wrote a thing about Matt LaFleur this year and was like, this is the year they win the Super Bowl. That's what I said, not in that piece, but wow. I said it in the preseason piece. I was like, I'm picking the Packers to make the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl, okay? Dan Campbell on last Sunday said that the entire plan was always to compete for the North in 2023. So they're a year early. So like, let LaFleur eat. Let LaFleur eat and have the momentum going into next year.
But the Lions eliminating Aaron Rodgers from the postseason doesn't appeal to you?
I think the funniest troll event would be the Lions being eliminated and then beating the Packers.
Yes, that just is complete, the event that nothing I would like to
lose,
to
nothing to lose. I would actually, my number one goal in life is for the Seahawks to win earlier in the day and then be able to listen to Dan Campbell's speech to the Lions when there's just nothing to lose.
Yes, nothing to lose.
One last job. Yes. There's only one thing left to do, win the whole damn thing. Just go full major league on us.
They don't want us in the playoffs. The NFL they wants their pony boy, Aaron
they
Rodgers.
They won't let us in the playoffs, so we got to make them hurt.
Yeah, that's definitely the best possible outcome. Also, it confirms like everything we think about Dan Campbell and the Lions, which is that they play hard, they don't care, they're doing things the right way, they're vindictive. I don't know. I just threw that in. It's petty. I don't know. I'm really the vindictive one.
TikTok star 2023. See you, pal.
Follow me on TikTok if you're listening to this. If you want to see more of those sweet, sweet moves.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. When I went on my last holiday to Cape Town, it was amazing. My friends were there, the weather was phenomenal, and most importantly, the food was fantastic. But one thing I struggled with was finding the right places to stay. You know, all I want is a great bed, a fantastic shower, and breakfast that doesn't end at 8 a.m. I'm on holiday, I'm still sleeping. I also like ease. And the Hotels.com app easily helps me to find a perfect hotel for every trip. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly getaway or a relaxing spa weekend, on the Hotels.com app, you can compare up to 5 hotels side by side. Now, why would you want to do that? So you can see prices, amenities, and star ratings. And best of all, you don't have to switch back and forth between options. See? Ease. So, start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app. Today.
This episode is brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. As a ruthless king builds his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.